This is the Origins Audio Experience, presented by Dulo. We're building an apparel business and documenting every step of the way. On this episode, we talk about branding.
Origins 5, branding. The thinking behind our brand name and logo. Previously, we shared some learnings from our first trip to Bulgaria, where we met with manufacturers and experts from the textiles industry. It was time to start thinking about what we're going to call our brand. On the flight back, I started writing possible names for our brand on my phone, whatever came to mind. I wish I didn't delete the contents of that note after we chose it though, but anyway, the idea was to quickly write down anything that could be a possible candidate for discussion. Fortunately, Marine had done a similar exercise and still keeps the note of possible names that didn't make the cut. Some of the names we considered: Allegro, Ordo for order, Paratus for prepared, Curago take charge, Hackwork, Young and Wise, Activewear, active without the E, Eager, Refactor, Hardwired, Upfront, Cool with a Q, and Ave. We previously agreed on a few requirements that our brand name should have. First one was to be short, easy to remember and pronounce. Second, have a strong connection to us and what we are trying to accomplish with this venture. And third, had to look good on a future storefront. After I put everything I had as an idea on paper, there were a few that stood out, which I decided I would share with Marine once I land and get some Wi-Fi. Reading through them, there was one that caught my eye. In my opinion, it covered all the requirements we had, and especially the historical significance to our roots and the country that we wanted to involve in the creation of the brand, Bulgaria. The Dulo clan, or House of Dulo, is the name of the clan from which the earliest Bulgarian dynasty descended. It represented our ancestors that lived on our lands before us, fought and won many battles, brave warriors. It had a powerful charge in my mind, was short, easy to remember and pronounce. We discussed it, thought about it for a few days, and decided not to overthink it. It's going to be our actions that while building this business and relationships that determine what people associate with the name, not the name itself. Few people knew what Google or Nike mean before the companies were successful. So we had the name, we just had to think of a logo to go along with it. We knew we wanted it to be a very clean and simple symbol that can bring an additional meaning. For example, the Nike swoosh, and can be used separately without the word Dulo around it. The Dulo clan symbol was an interesting option, but it has unfortunately become a symbol of nationalistic movements, and we also wanted to make our own unique design, not completely copy it. So we stripped away much of the original symbol, and what was left was simply two parallel lines. We also thought of a meaning that we can give to the two lines, and we saw that it kind of looks like a runway. We decided from that point on that we would brand it as the runway, giving the feeling of flight, freedom and endless possibilities. When we discussed the brand slogan and social media handles, we couldn't really pinpoint a slogan that we both liked. Regarding social media handles, Dulo by itself would be usually taken, so we're discussing the options Dulo Apparel or Dulo Wear, or Wear Dulo. Wear sounded a bit cleaner compared to apparel, so we thought to go with wear. The two options left were Dulo Wear or Wear Dulo. We thought the second option, Wear Dulo, sounds more actionable and proactive, so we decided on it and created accounts for Wear Dulo on all platforms we were planning to use. Our next task was to start work on the logo.
Thank you for listening to the audio experience by Dulo. If you enjoyed this episode, we would really appreciate a like, a heart, or a share.